At the May 22nd Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, the members heard from both John Boyette, the CFO of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, and Mayor Sam Felton of the town of Marlinton about the state of the water system that serves both Pocahontas Memorial Hospital and Marlinton Middle School. Mr. Boyette pointed out that the pipes, which serve both the hospital and the school, are 30 years old and will likely need some expensive repair in the near future. Repairs could also be necessary on the 64,000-gallon water tank. As things stand, the costs would have to be shared by both the hospital and the Board of Education, neither of whom are in a good position to take on such costs. One possible solution would be for the town of Marlinton to extend municipal water lines and service to the school and the hospital. Mayor Felton of Marlinton addressed that option. He said that this was considered in the past but was just never done due to some local opposition. Felton said it would be a good thing if municipal water service could be extended, but the town would need financial support from both the hospital and the Board of Education in order to afford such a major water project. Felton also said that such an extension of the water system would require that water rates in the town of Marlinton would also have to be raised, and he is not ready to do that, since those rates are already high. No decisions were made about this during this meeting, as this issue was not on the agenda for action, and this discussion appears to be just the opening round in what promises to be an issue that will take a lot more discussion and a long time to resolve. The board also introduced the next school year's student representatives to the Board of Education. Joe Riley, the principal of PCHS, explained that they had two outstanding candidates and decided to select both of them. Hunter Tankersley will be the student representative for the first semester next year, while Charles Wilfong will serve as the representative for the second semester. Both students read the letters that they had submitted to be considered for the position. In other actions, they approved the usual and routine financial reports and also authorized the central office to pay bills, accept grant awards, and make budget adjustments from May 23rd through June 30th, 2017, prior to Board of Education approval. They approved a retainer agreement for legal services for the next fiscal year with their attorneys, Dinsmore and Scholl, LLP. They authorized the raising of the cost of extra milk from 25 cents to 40 cents per carton and raised the cost of adult meals from $3.25 to $4.25 per meal. They approved the following curriculum additions for PCHS for the next school year, adding two new credit courses, physical education slash health, and college algebra slash statistics, establishing standards for that statistics course offered at PCHS. Allowing PCHS students to combine Spanish 5 and Spanish 6 as one 2-credit course. The offering of the following courses through Marshall University, which would be taught by a Marshall University teacher at a cost of $75 per class taken. Law Enforcement 201, Criminal Justice 200, General Psychology 200, and Advanced Psychology 201. The board also approved the personnel agenda, which can be found with this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.